Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, an original member of our Brain Trust. Heck, she's an original member of our show. I may almost be the only person who's more original on the show than Karen was. I think she was like the fourth or fifth guest I had on my show way back in 1997. And incredibly, she keeps coming back. And either that means she's a really nice person, or she just doesn't have a life. And I think it's not the latter. I think it's more like the former. And she is, you know, is the president and CEO of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and one of my good friends. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim. That makes me an antique, right?
Well, that's not. No, I don't think.
Rather than a fossil.
I don't think 8.5 years makes us an antique. But I will tell you, folks. There, I said she's my friend. She's your friend too. If you're a small business owner, if you work for a small business, if your paycheck comes from a small business, Karen Kerrigan is one of your best friends, whether you know it or not. And Karen, for all you do for small business, we thank you.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure, always.
Small business owners are worthy folks to work for, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
They're so huggable and cuddly and lovable.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the more, you know, August is a good time for us once Congress leaves.
It's the safest month of the year.
It is. And you know what, Joe? I just have to say I was sort of laughing to myself listening to that song. Coming into the show,
mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, this is not a good song to play when Congress is coming into town. You might as well jump.
That's a good point. Hey, Karen, what are you working on these days?
Well, I was going to finish up and say that August is a great time for us to get out and meet with some of our members, which I did during the month of August, and it was just
you got out there with your peeps.
It was, and a real lot of fun to see what everyone's doing and, you know, a lot of the innovation that's taken place, the partnerships globally. I just think this is so great. This is why, you know, I do what I do, and this is what makes the economy tick. So it's always August. It's great to do that, and then I come back roaring in September, which we need
what
to do.
What did they tell you?
This September.
When you met your peeps, what did they tell you?
You know, I think... You know, on the one hand, I think there's sort of disappointment in general, you know, in terms of what's happening in Washington and what's happening, you know, on the Hill. Depending upon their political views and where they come from ideologically with respect to government, you know, the views differ. If they tend to lean Republican or be, you know, more in the Republican camp, you know, they are disappointed at Republicans and the lack of leadership and what they see just is, you know, just a lot of they don't see a strategy and a lot of overspending and just not being able to get things through the
majority.
But
when they look over at the Democrats, do they see what they're looking for?
Well, no. And I think there's
a lot of frustration out there.
Yeah, and if you're an independent or a Democrat, and we have members along those lines, I mean the alternative doesn't make them happy too. And you know, if you're a limited government, you know, business person who just wants the government to leave you alone, I mean the alternative just scares the daylights. So from our perspective as a group representing business and always trying to get them active and engaged and saying, hey, you know, what your voice matters, what you do matters and your involvement, you know, it becomes more and more difficult when they say, well, you know, really no one, does anyone really care or listen, you know, to us and about, you know, about what we do and the importance of our role in the economy. And as you know, Jim, everyone says, hey, small business, small business, small business,
right.
And they'll be out on the campaign trail. You know,
but that's what they say out of their mouths. But when they craft their laws, you know, that's what the proof's in the pudding. And one of the things that I like about what you do, Karen, and your organization, is you make them show their pudding, don't they? You put out right out on the table. You shine a light on the discrepancy between what they say and what they do for small business.
Oh, absolutely. And if people go to our website at sbecouncil.org, they'll see the vote ratings, the little icon, the little, you know, artwork there. They could click right into it and go right to their member of Congress and see what their vote rating was.
If you're a small business owner, if you're a small business owner, folks, and you care about public policy that affects small businesses, and you want to know who the people are who are trying to help you and who the people are who want to hurt you, there is no better place to go. And I'm telling you, it is as cool as a pocket on a shirt to go right there to that link that she was talking about at smallbusinesssbecouncil.org and click on that link there. And go and find, first thing you do is you find your own member of Congress and see how they voted and see how they voted on small business issues and how they stack rank based on the way the issues that the SBE Council identifies for small business. That, when I first went there years ago, Karen, that was an aha moment for me.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of these are not, from my perspective, tough votes this time around that we put in there. We've done really, really tough, hardcore votes before in the past, ones that were very pro-small business, just the votes happen to be, you know, a little bit more difficult. But you know what, if you read any of the accounts of what's happening in the Congress, for example, over on the House side, Pelosi, the leader of the House of the Democrats.
Nancy Pelosi, uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, she's California. You know, she's been very good at basically keeping the party in line. And it's no secret that, you know, she doesn't want bipartisanship on issues and that she doesn't want really any accomplishments that Republicans or anyone can take, you know, out on the campaign trail this November, which is really unfortunate. So, therefore, you do tend to get some of these votes tend to be a little bit more partisan if you look at them, but you know.
So what you're saying, and to be fair, folks, this is the kind of thing that you see in both houses. I'm afraid what we're seeing, Karen, is it's more important for them to have power than it is for them to be leaders.
Yeah,
that's basically what it amounts to, isn't it?
Or on the Senate side, you know, and I would particularly say this about Republicans, for those who want to be president, to think about 2 years down the road as opposed to now, you know, what the economy needs.
What we're paying them to do today.
Yeah.
Stand by, Karen. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. She and I will be right back. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. Stay with us. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Lots of things to read there, lots of answers to your questions, articles, archives, Brain Trust members, over 500 of those guys, including our good friend Karen Kerrigan. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget my blog, which you can come and get, or you can have, we'll have, you can have it sent to you. We'll send it to you, and we update that every weekday. And you can also find the blog at jimsblog.biz. Karen is the, as you know, is the president and CEO of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. No organization or no person, pound for pound, does more for small business than Karen and her organization. You know, Ray Keating, the chief economist there, has been on the show many times. In fact, Ray was on just a couple of weeks ago. Karen, as you know, what are some specific things that we want Congress and the administration to get done for small businesses this fall? Is one of them association health plans, small business health plans? Mike Inzi says, Senator Inzi from Wyoming, told my audience a few weeks ago that he still thought he could get it done.
Yeah, well, of course they should do it. There's no doubt about that, Jim, that, you know, this is something that should be done. And this
is it possible? Can we get it done this fall?
They're going to have a very difficult time. There's only, you know, there's less than, 15 days on the legislative calendar.
Wow.
They still got spending bills to do. Everyone's got their own priorities. You know, we'd like to see a couple more tax bills go through to make, you know, certain things permanent or extend them, like Section 179 expensing and, you know, a few other things like that. So, you know, there isn't that much time left on the calendar to tackle, issues. It should be easy, though. I mean, that should be a no-brainer. I mean, it's passed the House. The Senate should do it. But, you know, they have to continue to negotiate that piece of legislation, and you are going to have people who oppose it try to hold it up. And to be frank, from a practical perspective, particularly over in the Senate, they don't have time on the calendar for stuff like that, given what they have to do by law with respect to spending and, you know, those types of bills to fund the government.
So basically you're saying for small businesses, we can forget getting any kind of anything that will help us this legislative session.
Well, you know what? I mean, they come back after the elections, and they could either do a lot of good things, or it could be really scary.
And a lot of that's going to depend on how the elections turn out.
That's right. And you know what we're watching for, Jim? Let me be honest with you. Over these next few weeks, is trying to, you know, we're very concerned that in pushing forward, maybe with some tax relief efforts, there could be other things that could be thrown in these tax bills, revenue raisers, you know, that are being pushed through, particularly by the Senate Finance Committee, that have unintended consequences for small business. I think if you've been reading our stuff, you know, for example, in the last tax bill, that there was a 3% withholding, mandatory withholding on for government contractors starting in 2010, for all government contractors at every level of government. I mean, this is a tax, particularly a lot of small businesses who do business with any government at any level. This is going to have serious cash flow issues for some who do government contracts that really are not profit winners for these people. I mean, this is really an arbitrary and unfair tax on these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But that was slipped through. I'm talking with a lot of House members. They don't even know it was in there still.
Unbelievable.
So we're going to build support for reform.
Isn't that like their job to know that?
It is their job to know that.
So why don't we just not pay them if they don't do their job?
You know, it's unbelievable.
Now, I know that when I say that, people think, are you crazy? I'm not crazy, folks. I'm serious.
Right.
I think we ought to, you know, a lot of this country was built on the concept of peace work. In other words, if you're working in a factory, you know, for all the pistons that you make, you get paid for each one of them. I think we should pay our Congress on peace work.
Right. Well, this is what we're doing now, really, with every member of Congress sending everything to their office saying, look it, now more than ever, you need to read the legislation.
Yeah.
I mean, things go to conference and it gets stuffed in, and then it comes back to the full House and the Senate to vote on. That's where the scary stuff takes place, in conference, in the dead of night. And people members don't know about this. They assume it's a good bill because leadership says, hey, it's great. So, you know,
and so they basically they listen to the leadership, and it saves them a lot of time. They don't have to worry about whether it's got anything in it that might that might hurt anybody, like a small business or not.
Right. I mean, but now more than ever, they really do need to tell their staff, you know, take the package themselves and say, look for something that wasn't in here that may have an unintended consequence that I didn't sign up for when I.
Right.
When I voted for the first package in the House before it went to conference, you know?
I've got a new slogan for Washington, and we should have billboards. We should make billboards and put them up around Washington and pass these out and all over Washington. Don't make small business collateral damage.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's, and it just, members don't seem to get it. Jim, I have a new piece I'm working on privacy and security issues and some of the data security bills that are moving through the Congress. And this is in response to, of course, all the big entities.
I got 10 seconds.
Big corporate America, big business, breaching security. A lot of it has impact on small business if they start regulating this type of information or telling businesses what to do.
Give us the website again, please.
You bet. SBEcouncil.org.
SBEcouncil.org.
You bet.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Karen, thank you for being here. Good job today.
You bet, Jim. Have a great day.
We'll see you next time. Karen Kerrigan, folks, she's the best. She's my good friend. Can't do without her. Quick break. Right back with Skip Miller. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.